This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
This guy, Tom Rubens, a friend. Tom, welcome to our program today.
Thanks for having me, Derek. It's always a treat to talk to you and to do it on live, you know, in the internets, wherever that might be. It's going to be a lot of fun.
It's absolutely. You and I have sat around the campfire. We've laughed. I think we've even shed a tear together. We've had some good times, and we've been a mastermind together. And we've always had a great connection when we've talked. And you're a very energizing person. You talk about some of the things that I'm really passionate about. Your book, Lifeness, Harmonize an Entrepreneurial Life, is endorsed on the cover here by the founder of BNI, Dr. Ivan Meisner, the New York Times bestselling author. Other great endorsements on it. Again, I'm taking this journal with me. You have this accompanying journal, and I love that it has, and I get why, because the harmonize and the music. Every single page of the journal has a different lyric of a song.
Thank you. Actually, what I did was, with the journal, I put on the top of every page is three songs, because, you know, three songs to start your day. You know, what's your song going to be? What song are you going to sing today? And so, when I started the book, I thought, well, this is cool. This is kind of like, you know, my blind spot moment. I thought it was great because I love music just like you do. And I thought, I'm just going to go into my own archives and I'll pick three songs a day and that I would like to start my day with. And fortunately, I came right up against the deadline. Not that it was a surprise, but I was just procrastinating, and I didn't have the songs. I had not done my homework, and so I went on Facebook and I just made a post for all my friends. I said, "Look, I've got a deadline. I think it was Wednesday night. I said by Friday I've got to come up with 1,000 songs that inspiring songs to start my day. I need some help." And the avalanche that came in was astounding. But here's what I learned. So I happen to like folk music, among other things. So I could go with Tom Waits and Bob Dylan all day long, but many people would find that incredibly boring, especially the friends of mine who responded. So I started getting songs that I never in a million years would have thought would be inspiring to anyone. You know, some really angry rap songs and some just all sorts of stuff. Wow. And my first reaction was, well, I can't put that in, or I can't put that in. But then I really thought to myself, okay, what are the words to the songs that I sing, like when I'm cleaning the house or when I just want to just sing to myself? Yeah. And I realized it's not, those words aren't necessarily uplifting. The melody probably is, but the words weren't particularly uplifting. So that opened me up to all sorts of sad songs and all sorts of, you know, love gone wrong songs. And then my wife and I spent almost a solid 24 hours compiling the songs that you see. So, and first I thought, okay, well, I'll have these three songs be this genre. And then the next day I'll have that genre. And then I said, no, man, just mix them up. And so as you go through it, you'll see some pretty grim rap right alongside, Julie Andrews singing show tunes. You know, what happened was it way outgrew me. That is not my playbook anymore. Wow. That's like a whole, just a conglomeration of all sorts of different people. And I like it much more now, even though some of those songs aren't on my playlist. They are when I see them in the morning.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm going to go through and listen to several of these that I haven't heard before, but I love it. You've even got like someone that I like, you've got Nirvana on there. You've got so many Lightning Crashes. Yeah, you're right. That's not a particularly uplifting song, but that's something I would go around the house and listen to. I get that. Yeah, and that would get my day going. I love it. Awesome. Great idea.
Derek Champagne here. If you're a small business owner or a marketing director and you need help working through upper limit challenges or having someone hold you accountable to your growth goals, I want to invite you to check out DerekChampagneMastermind.com.